you very much. We spoke earlier, Justin, reading in The Age this morning. We've had a horror mozzie season. I've still got flies I can't get rid of inside my house, and now people are being warned.
Yeah, when you start to name them, you know they've been there a little long.
Oh, Barry, Larry and Gary I've got flying around my head every night while I'm trying to watch TV. We are being told
that
there have also been supreme conditions for termites. 96900693. Has anyone had an experience with termites? And anyone got some now? Because we do believe that, unfortunately, the same weather that brought the other two has meant we're more likely to get termites.
Clearly they haven't gone away, but termites, I mean, I go back to being a kid, it was almost a cliche kind of thing. Oh, the house is being eaten by termites, and they'd laugh about it on movies. Oh, the house is being eaten by termites. But we'll ask the expert. Did it go away there for a while? Dr. Don Hewitt is an entomologist, and he's on the phone. Don, thanks for your time.
No worries, thanks.
Don, did the problem with termites sort of fall away for a lot of years, or is it just that houses are built better and, you know, we have better exterminators? What changed?
Our technology has improved and our exterminators have improved, but no, it hasn't fallen away. It's growing.
And Don, is that right in that we've had sort of a season that has led to optimal conditions for termites?
Yeah, it's a much easier year than our dry years for them to be out exploring and finding new ways into your house. So their populations don't build up, you know, instantly like flies, but they're certainly having a great year.
And what should people be looking for? So if you're worried, is it only particular types of houses that are going to be affected? And what are some of the signs that you may have them?
Way back when I worked at CSIRO, we did a really nice little survey, and pretty much it didn't matter what your house was built of, you still got termites at around the same rate trying to get into your house. A lot of people feel safe because they've got steel frame or treated timber, but that doesn't stop the actual attacks. So, yeah, it's important to just have a good look, check the place out, and get a follow-up if you're not sure.
But what are those signs, though, Don? Just little things that we can look out for? And in what areas of the house do we look for them?
Yeah, okay. It's very hard to find them. You know, sometimes it's a tiny bit of trim at the back of the laundry door or something else like that that shows. Very often people find them with little hollows in the floor, strange marks through the veneer, a bit of mudding on the wall that shouldn't be there. You know, it looks like a fly spot, but it sticks out. That sort of stuff. Very, very subtle change. But generally, it's when the timber gets hollow.
Mm. And are there suburbs of Melbourne that are more susceptible to termites than others?
Yeah, some are more susceptible. They seem to be pretty unlucky. If you're in one of the new eastern suburbs built into the hills with, you know, the native gum trees, because these are native pests, then sure, you've got high rates. But also places like Port Melbourne, South Melbourne, that sort of area has very high rates as well. So it's pretty much almost even across Melbourne. But, there's local variation. Some spots are low. For some reason, the area around the old St Kilda footy ground always seems to be a bit of a low rate.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Don, thank you very much. Don Hewitt, entomologist. 96900693, what animals are destroying
your house?
Your house.